Good evening, everyone. My name is Eric Jacobson, and I am the Communications Manager for Woodland Public Schools. I'm happy to see so many people are attending this. This is our first alternative learning education and remote learning open house. You'll notice on your app or on your computer that you will have a Q&A button. If you want to ask a question during or at the end of the presentation, feel free to send it. And the after the staff presents an overview of the programs, we will go into a question and answer session where any questions you might have will be answered. We will be starting momentarily.
Okay, this is Jake Hall. I'm the principal at TEAM and at Lewis River Academy. Eric, am I presenting correctly and can people hear me?
Yes, Jake, you are, and everybody can hear you.
Perfect. This is great. I see we have a lot of people that are watching this, so that's awesome. And I heard that Eric explained about the Q&A, so that's an important button. Make sure as questions come up, that you just add them in there and we will make sure and answer them. So what this is a virtual open house, and I'm calling it a reintroduction to Woodland Alternative Learning Education. Some of you have known about Lewis River Academy and TEAM High School for years now. Some of you are brand new to the district and are new to them, but some of you have heard of them and know things about them and these programs, but these programs have gotten better and better as we've gone through the years, and we've always refined them and improved them, monitored and adjusted to make them better all the time so that they help even more students and families. So I wanted to do a reintroduction to the programs. And let's see if I can make my, well, there it goes. Okay, so first of all, introductions and welcome. So here, I think you can see the people who are here, who are the staff at these two schools. So Terry Redder is here. She's a kindergarten through fourth grade teacher at Lewis River Academy. Annika Dukes is a fifth through eighth grade teacher at Lewis River Academy. We have Jillian Domingo. She's our 9 through 12 teacher at TEAM High School. So TEAM High School is like Woodland High School. It's grades 9 through 12. And Jillian teaches English and social studies and a lot of other subjects that she's endorsed to teach. And so Liz Valair teaches at TEAM High School math and science and a lot of other subjects that she's endorsed to teach. We have Mary Burnett, who's kind of like, I call her our TEAM mom. She does a little bit of everything. She puts the students in their courses and she helps manage all the paperwork. And she helps students a lot with questions they have and helps them with their work. And she's a very awesome help for the teacher. So, but she's technically an instructional assistant. And we have Susie Davis, who's another instructional assistant at TEAM High. And then new to us is Brandy Jackson. She's the secretary for TEAM and for Lewis River Academy. And she, prior to working with us, she worked at KWRL, our transportation company or department. So the format for this will be, I'll give a brief overview, and then the staff that are here and I will answer the questions that have come in. I have some questions that have already come in on email, and I thank you for those. And then any other questions that come up as we are here together on this Zoom. So LRA and TEAM really are created in Woodland to give more opportunities for children and families. They have some specific things that the bigger schools just simply can't do. you can learn, students can learn at their own pace, and they can achieve credits at their own pace. So some students can really move through their classes at a quicker rate, and other students that need more time can take that time and still earn the credits for those courses. Because we're not, at Team High School, we're not bound by the end of the semester. Same thing at Lewis River Academy. So for students that are earning credit, they don't have to have everything done by a certain date in order to finish the class. They can continue it. And that's just not a system that we can replicate in the bigger schools. It's also possible, and it has been for years now, to do distant and remote learning through these two online alternative schools. And so we've had some students that their families travel a lot. And so LRA had been a really good, and then Team, really good option for them because they could keep up on all of their school, even though they weren't able to attend the regular schools. It's a Woodland School District supported for the instructional materials and for the teachers and staff. So some families that are interested in homeschooling, this is a very attractive model for them because they can, especially when the students are little, their children are little. So when they're in kindergarten through eighth grade and they're going to Lewis River Academy, some of our families have chosen that instead of homeschooling because the district can help, can provide support. They can still mostly do kind of like a homeschool model. We call it home study, but the district's paying for the teaching staff and the instructional materials that the students use. The families do have to have the internet capability and a computer to be able to participate in these programs. There's more on that to come, so I'm just going to leave that there for now. We've found over the years some traits that are typical of our successful students. And the successful students typically have a particular set, consistent time and space where they work every day on their schoolwork. So that could be the dining room table every day from 8 to 10 a.m. But whatever it is, it's a specific time and it's a specific place that they work on their schoolwork. They have some organizational skills and some time management, self-management skills. Typically, the students that are successful have a higher level of time management and self-management skills than the typical student, you know, for their grade. They know how to work smarter instead of just harder. So they know about working a little bit every day in every subject and taking breaks rather than not doing anything with school and then cramming to try to finish a class. So, and they typically, they're the kinds of students that really do enjoy learning on their own. We have other students, we have all kinds of students in Woodland. Some students really want to be around other students and they enjoy learning with other students. And then others, they like to learn on their own. So we found that this option is good to help with the students that like to learn on their own. It's important to clear up, I want to clear up some things that maybe are living out there as misconceptions about our alternative learning programs. We have the same graduation requirements as Woodland High School. So our students from Team High School, they earn the same exact Woodland School District diploma. It's not a lesser than, it's not an alternative diploma, it's a Woodland School District diploma. And students may co-enroll. This is a new thing we started a few years ago. They may co-enroll for up to two courses in their regular school. So what that means is they would be, let's say, a Team High School ninth grader, but they really want to be in band and they really want to be in sign language. Well, they could co-enroll. So they would be enrolled at Team High School for Team High School courses. And then they would co-enroll. They would also be enrolled at Woodland High School for, let's say, band and American Sign Language. So we can do that for up to two courses. And also we have students at both schools, they can co-enroll in other things. So like at Team, once they get to high school, they have the opportunity to, their junior year and their senior year, to be a part of Cascadia Tech in Vancouver, and or Running Start at LCC or Clark. And our team high school students are able to do that. For Lewis River Academy, our kindergarten is technically a half-day program, not a full day. And what that means is that it's more focused really just on reading and math. And families that want more, you know, can arrange to have more opportunities for their students if they are progressing and showing growth in reading and math. But kindergarten's technically a half-day program. Students may transfer back. So there's so much unknown right now. And one thing that's nice to know is that this decision, if you decide that you would like to enroll your student in one of these programs, it doesn't have to be for the rest of their school career. In fact, students can transfer back to other schools. The one caveat is that this particular school year, if they are enrolled in team or LRA, they really need to stay enrolled all school year. And that's because we're going through these different phases, and it has to do with staffing. We are looking at possibly shifting staffing from other schools to help with team and with Lewis River Academy. So with all those moving parts this year, we can't have students bounce back and forth. But just so you know about these programs, typically for kindergarten through fourth grade, it's fluid. And if it makes sense to the family and the teachers for a student to move from Lewis River Academy to their regular school, then that can happen at any time. That's what I meant by fluid. If it's fifth grade through 12th grade, then we have to do that at the semester, because that's the way that we've built the schedules. That gets locked back into those semester scheduling that happens at what we call the secondary level. So, but at the semester, students can transfer back if they want, typically. So I just want to reiterate though, for this school year, we want our families to commit for the entire school year if they want to do this. And I think I'll stay on this for one more point I want to make, which is now the whole district is remote learning. So some of the people who have reached out to me over the last couple of weeks, their concern has been about keeping their students safe and not wanting to wear a mask or wanting to wear a mask. And so for those reasons, they've wanted to look at an option where their student doesn't go to the school where all the other people are for safety. And now that for some of those families, that's changed, where now that the whole district is remote learning, their feeling of safety has gone way up because all the students are going to be home learning. So as we go through these phases, we're starting out very tight and the whole district is remote learning. So that might affect some of your decision-making. We'll talk about curriculum and instructional materials. So we have the same curriculum as Woodland Schools. The curriculum is what you're teaching. And we use the Common Core State Standards. So they're the Washington State standards. And they're the same whether you're in a regular school or an alternative school. The difference is the instructional materials. So in the regular school, the students have a teacher or teachers who are delivering most of the instruction. In the alternative learning, it's really on the computer, and it's a program that the student logs into, and the program teaches them. Now, our teachers are available to help students, but the students aren't getting direct instruction from the teachers. So we have three right now that we use at Lewis River Academy. One is called K-12. Fuel Ed is a part of that manages that. It's our only choice for kindergarten through second grade. It is available for third through fifth grade. Materials are actually provided, so like actual books and workbooks and things to write in, tangible materials. But this curriculum takes high parent involvement. Then we have Odysseyware, which is third grade through eighth grade, and that one is all on the computer. And it's nice in that way. Our families that are, that like it, really like it because it's so portable. They can take it, they can do it anywhere that they have access to the internet. The parent reviews the work and grades the work. And Ingenuity is available for grades 6 through 8, and it's also all online. And it includes video instructions, so it's not our teachers, but it's teachers that are teaching the material. It's part of the package, and the student just clicks the video, and there's a teacher who teaches that concept. The instructional materials for TEAM are a little more straightforward because there's less of them. Really, it's APEX. That's the program we use, and it's all online. Now, I do want to mention, though, that there are some paper things, so it's not completely online for the whole teen high school experience, but it mostly is because it's APEX curriculum that we use. So the students log into it, they work on it. Some of our students that transfer into TEAM are familiar with APEX because they use that also at Woodland High School for some classes in some cases. But the paper-based materials I did want to mention that we do also add in at TEAM are the science labs, Washington State History, physical education logs that students keep track, and what we call classroom-based assessments. So those are little projects that are built into certain courses. Let's see. So with all that, though, our teachers are available by appointment. And for TEAM, our teachers are available to work directly with students remotely, but they can work with students Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. At LRA, teachers are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., give or take. So we're real flexible. We love to work with the students, and the teachers work really well with the families, so they'll work with you. I want to back up. So TEAM, the reason TEAM doesn't have a Monday here is because TEAM uses Monday to reach out to all of the students that they manage and their families to give updates on how they're doing. So Monday is like their conference day every week. Lewis River Academy is really a parent partnership. As I mentioned before, kind of like homeschool, but it's a little more robust because we're giving you a lot from the district. So it's a lot of support and materials. So it's more of a home study. But we really need the parent to be able to sign on and help the student and be a partner, like a coach for the student. It's typically about a 1 hour per subject, so 2 hours daily. Let's see if I move this here. There we go. And then when I get done, Terry, if you want to update anything I'm saying, correct anything I'm saying, that would be great. But we figured it's typically 1 hour per subject, 2 hours daily. And then there is placement testing, and that's on the computer. It's the same program that we use in the regular schools called iReady. We're going to focus on math and English only at Lewis River Academy during this time. However, if students are progressing and achieving in those subjects, then history and science are available also. It'll be up to the family and the student and the teacher to make those decisions individualized. Students do have to make satisfactory progress. That means they have to progress in their work. That's how we track for attendance. And we can do, like TEAM, we can do by appointment Google Meets, where it's like a video meeting with the teacher and the student, and for up to an hour at a time by appointment. And the reason we make that by appointment, by the way, is we learned that way the teacher can really focus on every single student, and so they can manage their day and make sure they get to all the students. The types of curriculum, like mentioned before, depends on the grade level. The parent and student handbook is online, and I'm not going to click this because it'll take me over there, but our website has been updated and is very, very clear and useful now. So if you go to the woodlandschools.org website, you can see, you can click on the school you want to see more information about. And if you click on LRA, there's a drop down for new students, and that's where you can see our parent student handbook online. It goes into all the details. Same thing for Team High School. And there's also a frequently asked questions page on there. So if I was a parent making this decision, I would want to check that out because there's some really good information in there. One thing I want to mention about Team is that as the district moves from remote learning into hybrid learning, which is a combination of remote learning and in-person, but littler groups of students, as the district moves from completely remote learning to a hybrid learning to in-person learning, like school like we used to know it, then Team High School students will have the requirement of on-site attendance again. So in the past, Team High School students have had to attend at least 8 hours a week on-site. Those requirements will come back. They won't look exactly the same. It won't be the same amount of hours or anything, but I do want to mention that the on-site attendance requirement for Team High School will start up again as we move into the next stages. So I have a few questions that we can hop into. That's basically it for me. I will answer these, and then the panelists, feel free to unmute yourself and answer things. And then Eric, if you put more, let's see, how am I going to get the questions that came on the Q&A?
The questions that came on the Q&A are now part of the three slides at the end of the presentation. So I've divided them up to questions that apply to both programs, questions that apply to just Lewis River Academy, and questions that just apply to Team High School.
Okay, so I'm not able to click over to that. I don't think it's like 10. I may need to go out of this and back in. So I'm gonna first answer these, and so I don't mess up. I'll answer these, and then I'll go out of the presentation and back in, so I think I can see the new questions. So the first one: does Team High use the same Apex platform that LRA uses? Kind of covered this. Yes, Team High uses Apex. LRA technically doesn't use Apex. We have done some creative things in some cases for some students to take Apex. But if they're an eighth grader and they're taking algebra, a high school course, or geometry, they might take Apex, use Apex for that. But typically Apex is for Team. Can Team High students take advanced placement classes just like they would if attending WHS? Yes. They would do that as a co-enroll, and they would have to be able to provide their own transportation to that course each day, and they'd have to attend daily. So right now, the district is working on what remote learning is going to look like. I can assure you that it's not going to look like it did last spring. It's going to be way more structured. It's going to feel much more like regular school. It's just going to be everybody's going to go to class. Now, I'm talking about regular schools right now. People will go to class, they'll go into their schedule through the computer. So the teacher will be there on the other side, and it'll be structured, it'll be specific times of day for class to meet. And it's gonna be way better than last spring. I can say that much, and we're still trying to work out the details on that, but that plan is coming. So as we're in still the totally remote stage, if a student was co-enrolled into an advanced placement course, they would need to go to that course every time that course is on. They need to go into it. Does the district provide internet and or computers based on student need? That's a great question. We always are looking to remove barriers to learning for students. So if you have a need for internet connectivity and or a computer, then please send me an email and we can begin that conversation. We have found ways to help families where that's really a barrier. What school supplies do I need? Really, you need access to the internet and a computer, and that's about it. Maybe a couple pens and pencils and some pieces of paper, maybe, but this is very much an online experience. All right, I'm going to close out of that one. And now I'm going to try to, just bear with me. Oh yes, I can see what Eric has done. That's great. If I can share this again. Okay, Eric, can people see the questions that I have shared?
Yes, the questions are showing up in the video feed.
Perfect. Our LRA team required for students, since we will be starting with distance learning, or can students still attend their traditional schools? Yes, students can still attend their traditional schools through distant learning. So some people are choosing to do that now. They had been thinking of doing LRA or team, but now that the district has made the decision of being completely remote learning, that has helped that need for that family, those families. And so they are just going to stay in their regular school with their teachers, and it's all going to be remote. What's the difference between LRA team and the distance learning that all of the schools will be practicing at the start of the year? The biggest difference is the teaching delivery. So the regular schools, the teachers that the student has will be teaching the courses, and the student will go to class through the computer. They'll go to class, but they'll be on the computer, be at a specific time with their teacher and all the other students. And then when that class is over, they'll be in the next class, and they'll go to that class through the computer with all the other students. And they'll have class discussions. And so that's what that looks like in regular. In alternative learning, it's the online program. So the student logs into the program and they get their instruction really from the program. And so there's a lot more self-reading and watching videos that the student does. So then when the student needs help, they work with our teacher or teachers at Lewis River Academy or Team High, but they do that by appointment to work on the program. Do you recommend our students attend LRA or Team High until the pandemic ends, or can our students still attend the district's other schools? Our students can still attend the district's other schools, and every family, every child is unique and different. And so for some, it really makes sense, and I would recommend for them to stay in the regular school and do the distant, and do the regular school because it's already remote anyway, and that was working for them. For others, I would recommend that they go to team or LRA. So it really depends each student, each family. As we transition back, so if a family chooses to go to team, let's say, at this time, they would be at team then this whole school year because of these stages that we have to go through based on what COVID-19 does. So if a family is interested in getting back to the regular school once everything is safe, then I would strongly consider staying enrolled in the regular school or enrolling in the regular school if you've already enrolled a team, and go through the stages with them so that they can transition back into that school when things are safe. That would be the mechanism to do that. It's hard for me to say because I love and I'm so proud of Lewis River Academy and Team High School. They do amazing, miraculous, wonderful things for kids, their award-winning programs. They're great, but it really has to make sense for that kid and that family. Does the district provide internet and our computers? Okay, we answered that one. Do LRA and team have state standardized and or placement testing? Yes. Yes. We have the Smarter Balance test that we do as a whole state, and that includes our alternative schools. And placement testing, I would say, is kind of a, yes, I think I know what you're saying. We use iReady to help us know placement for students when they're littler into what part of the instructional material set they should be working on. Will an iPad or other tablet PC work instead of a computer? Yes, it does. And in fact, smartphones even work. And we have some teenagers that are very adept and can work those things. We recommend, though, a Chromebook or a computer, an actual laptop of some sort, or a computer. There's the train. I live by the train track. So if you've been hearing the train every now and then, sorry about that. Is there going to be a way for paper-based learning and not all online learning? Mostly no. It's going to be all online with a little bit of paper-based in these programs. So, but however, you know, we're always looking for ways to monitor and adjust, and we are flexible. So there might be a case where a student needs to do some paper-based work, and we make individualized plans for every student, so we can talk about that if it's a need. But by and large, we're online programs. How does this all work? Do we need to turn in assignments on a specific due date, or do you take our word? Or is it all online, and that's how my progress is tracked? Yes, on all those things. You do have to turn in assignments on specific due dates from time to time. However, it is at your own pace mostly. So there'll be times where a student won't have something done, but they still can get it done and they can still progress in the class and ultimately earn the credit for the class. But the teachers do sometimes have specific due dates on assignments. We take your word, but we also verify. So we like to build trust and build relationships, healthy relationships with our students and families. We trust, but we also verify. And we do track progress online. How does LRA compare to other home-based programs like Battleground School District's River HomeLink program? We recently learned River HomeLink offers foreign language and extracurricular classes like music and even gardening. Is LRA on this level yet? LRA's just different. So before COVID, we always had Wednesday workshops, and we did all kinds of hands-on learning in Wednesday workshops. We're not going to be able to do that, at least not at the start of this year, because we have to be remote. But the teachers design awesome lessons and even gardening, art, science, and they do that through the Wednesday workshops. Team High School has been working with me to get a garden going for Team High. And they're working on it. They actually did some work with the middle school horticulture teacher a couple of years ago. And as far as music and some of the arts, our students mostly, they can take those courses at Team High. But mostly they co-enroll for those courses at Woodland High School. How do the state testing scores compare at LRA team to traditional Woodland schools? They are lower, but it's interesting. So at LRA, we're about the same. At Team High, sometimes the students have not been successful at Woodland High School. And so then they transfer to Team High School. And so if you measure it by the time they come to Team High until the time they graduate, Team High is off the charts as far as the amount of growth that students show. And that's nothing to say anything negative about one school or the other. It's really because the setting is so different at Team that the students can really access their learning and grow more than they could because of a variety of reasons in their situation in a traditional school. So in that way, there's a lot of academic growth at TEAM and LRA. Let's go to the next one. How many hours a day should parents expect our students to do each day to stay on track? I've heard LRA students need to work as long as a regular day of school. Okay, I asked Terry earlier to correct me about the amount of hours per day per subject, because I feel like I was kind of fumbling that up. And Terry has got a really good handle on this because she's worked with so many families and so many students. So Terry, you want to answer that question?
There we go, I think I'm on. Yeah, really, about an hour per subject is really close to what it should be. The older the student, the more independent, the more of their time. The younger the student, the more time the parent actually is involved in working with them. Sometimes that means your hour, like for a kindergartner, the hour might be 45 minutes of the parent preparing and working on it and teaching it, and only 15 minutes with the actual student working on it. So it really varies by the time. There's no way that it takes 6 hours, though. That's including all the recess and lunch and everything else. If they're only doing 2 subjects, 2 hours is really typical. If they're taking all 4 subjects, 3 or 4 hours a day.
Thank you, Terry. Can students switch from the traditional schools, i.e. WMS, to LRA or TEAM mid-year if the structure doesn't work for them? It's because this is changing all the time. So before last week, I was saying for kindergarten through fourth grade, yes. And for fifth through 12th grade at semester, yes. However, now that everybody's in remote learning but as far as the whole district, and there's going to be these stages to go back, there's no feasible way to do that this year. So if a student is enrolled at LRA or TEAM, we really want to make that decision together as a family in the district to really make sure that you want to commit to that for the full year. And as I've mentioned before, a lot of the families that were worried about sending their student back to school before COVID is under control, that's not a worry now because the district is remote learning. And because we're not going to do remote learning like we did last spring, which was not as good as it's going to be. Are math, reading, science, and history the only subjects available at the sixth grade level? Terry, do you know the answer to that one for LRA?
Yes, they'd have to co-enroll for like music or any of the other subjects.
Okay, so that answer is yes. And then you can co-enroll for others. Do my elementary students need to take placement tests in order to access the science and history curriculum? Not really, they just need to be able to show the progress, and you'll know in working weekly with the teacher about their progress, they'll need to show that they are at or above where they should be for that time in math and English. Then it would make sense to add more if the family and the child wanted that. I have a third and fifth grader. Do we get to choose whether we use K-12 versus Odysseyware? Yeah, you'll make that decision based on, every student is different, every child is different. So you'll make that decision together with the teacher. You'll choose the one that makes the most sense for that child. Can LRA students take advanced courses like geometry for eighth graders? Yes, we have. We've done that before, and we have a way to do that. We do that through Team High School through APEX, and Liz Valera, who's on here, is certified in math, so she can oversee. And so we've had some students that are able to do that. How can kids attending LRA interact with their peers through remote learning? Well, that's where we go back to child by child. So if that's important to that child, I would then recommend staying with the regular school because there's going to be more chances to interact with peers during class time. It'll be through the computer, but it will be they won't be literally in the same class, but they will be through the computer virtually. So there's going to be other students, there's going to be group work, the teacher, that would be in the regular schools. So during this time, that's what I would recommend if it's important to that child and family, for that child to be able to have a lot of contact with their peers. Once we're able to safely resume, LRA, I think, will start back up the Wednesday workshops, because those are really popular. The teachers do an amazing job with it. And that's when the kids come in with their family. Families are able to come in as well if they would like. And that's when they do the hands-on activities, the art and the science. But until that time, they really are learning on their own in these programs. If they want to arrange other times to connect with their peers, that would have to be on their own with their family. Okay, are LRA students required to attend the Wednesday workshops once we transition to in-person instruction, or can parents opt to keep their student remote? Yes. No, they're not required to attend. And yes, parents can keep their student remote. So, and that was the case even before all, you know, before COVID-19, these last years. Some families are not able to come in on Wednesday workshops, and that's perfectly fine. Those are totally optional. Does LRA offer Spanish-speaking alternatives or a bilingual program? At this time, no. The district has the dual language program, but students cannot co-enroll with the dual language program and LRA because the dual language program is so dynamic, and they go back and forth throughout the day, different times of the day, for the different languages. So it makes the most sense for those children, those families, to either do the dual language program or LRA, depending on what's a higher priority. They're both great. But does LRA support students with special needs? Yes. We have to do that with partnerships with their case manager in the regular school. So the other hat that I wear in the district is I'm the special services director. So I can help with those, with facilitating that. We really want to make those decisions individualized, student by student, because in some cases it makes a lot of sense for that student to go to LRA and receive their special education, specially designed instruction. But for other students, it doesn't make sense. So we have to go case by case. To answer your question though, we do have a way to do that. What about parents who do not have the internet or the time to teach due to both parents working full time? If that is the case, then I would really want that family to think long and hard about this, because the students that are successful in these programs are really self-directed, and we really need the parent or a family member to oversee, especially when they're little, kindergarten through about fifth grade, to help oversee and help with that parent partnership for learning. Once they get a little older, if they have organizational skills and some self-management skills, students are able to do well in these programs without a parent sitting right there, you know, coaching them or helping them through. We do have the teachers that are accessible by appointment, and they love working with the students. That's their favorite thing to do in this job. So we offer support that way, but I would, if there's a concern that the child is young and not going to be able to manage doing school by themselves, then I would not recommend Lewis River Academy for that child. Is there coursework available for kids who are in the HICAP program? At this time, no, but as everything's changing so much, I could foresee that there might be some way we can connect, get some materials from the HIC program to supplement for a student that's identified as HIC. But I will tell you, because I also oversee highly capable in this district. And I'll tell you that the robust, highly capable experiences are in the regular schools. So it's kind of like dual language program in that way. If you want your younger child to be involved in those highly capable experiences, you probably want them to go to the regular school. Can Terry share more on curriculum and remote learning? My son is an advanced first grader and I'm torn on pulling him out of school to teach him myself or if LRA would be a good fit. So Terry, could you share some more?
Sure. So advanced learning, the beauty about the homeschooling with LRA is that you can go at your own pace and you can supplement. We give you all the core curriculum. You've got everything you need for math, language arts. You can do history, science. Science comes with kits. But then you can supplement. You can go online. There's so many things right now that you can add into it. And you have the time to do it because it doesn't take as long. They're not in school all day long. So that's what I would recommend.
Thank you, Terry. All right. I'm going to save my voice and let the experts on the on Team High School ins and outs. Plus, I'm going to mute myself. The train's coming again. Liz and Jillian, will you take over on these questions?
Yes. It looks like we already covered, does Team High School use the APEX? Yep. APEX is the same with all the schools, including WHS when they use it. And Team High School taking advanced placement, like Jake said, the best place for that would be the high school. APEX does offer advanced placement courses, but we don't have a lot of experience teaching those. And the teachers at the high school have a lot more experience with that. And for a student who wanted the kind of dynamic environment that an advanced placement course would provide, would probably do better at WHS. And how do Team High School students fulfill their world languages requirement? The world language requirement can also be fulfilled by personal pathway classes, and that's what we do at Team. We have a whole lot of classes. Students can choose either health science, businesses, college and career preparation, and so we also do have a Spanish APEX course. I taught Spanish for 2 years in California. I'd be happy to oversee that. We just have never had a student ask to take that course. So again, we have the ability to offer that course, Spanish, but have not yet had a student who wanted to, but it's an option. And if students don't want to take a world language, they can do personal pathway through APEX at Team. And can Team High students also participate in Running Start? Yes, they can. Yep, we have a close working relationship with Tara Pfeiffer at WHS and she does all that paperwork. Awesome.
Thank you, Liz. Okay. If we use the traditional school's distance learning options, do you know if the schools will be distributing textbooks and other paper-based instructional materials for elementary students? I don't know that answer for sure yet, but I can tell you it's going to be very structured, more like what regular school is. It'll just be remote. So I can't answer it just yet because they're working out those details right now, but that would make sense in a lot of cases for instructional materials for families out of the regular schools. Is there a way to print online course material to finish without a computer or the internet? Jillian, do you know the answer to that one? For Team High?
Well, we were talking about having Mondays as a day that students could come by and pick up work, which of course, when it's distance only learning for right now, that's not possible. However, kids can use Google Docs to type up their answers. So all of our assignments are multiple choice assessments on a computer, so there's no way for those to be made into paper assignments, but we can print supplementary materials and their labs and all of those kind of things out and have them ready for kids. And I know last year what was happening is some wonderful ladies at Woodland High School were doing drop-offs every Monday and Tuesday, and so I'm not sure if that's going to be happening again, but as soon as we are able to do some kind of in-person, then we can have those available to pick up for students on Mondays.
Perfect. Thank you. This is a great question. Have you received feedback from working parents that Lewis River Academy or team were a struggle for them to manage? What have working parents said they do to balance their students' learning and work? So yes, I have received feedback specifically about Lewis River Academy that it's just too much of a struggle if the parents are both working for the student to be successful at LRA. Now, that's different at team. I think because it's Apex, it's mostly online, and because the students are a little older, some of our team students, most of our team students, are able to be very successful even if their parent isn't right there working with them. So it's a different answer for each school, but by and large for LRA, it really requires a family member to, in order for LRA to work well for the child, takes a family member to be able to work with them directly, especially up to about the fourth grade. Terry, did I answer that correctly?
Yes, you did. And that, I'd just like to emphasize that, especially the younger students, like you said, kindergarten to even fifth, sixth grade, they need a parent working with them. That's how the curriculum is designed. It's like a study guide, and it'll give the parent the lesson and what to present and how to present it to them. You'll have, like, learning the letters and stuff. There'll be little tiles, and you'll still put the tiles out and then point to that. Make the letters say cat, find the C, find the A, find the T. If you're at work, it just doesn't work. It really needs somebody working alongside the student, especially the younger grades.
Liz or Jillian, anything to add for team, or did I answer that accurately?
I think earlier on in the presentation when you said that alternative learning is really good for kids who are self-starters and who have the desire to kind of learn at their own pace and on their own and have that kind of personality trait, kind of hits on that really well, that of course education should be a partnership between students, parents, and teachers. At team in the upper grades, a lot of that responsibility should be on the student as they are nearing adulthood, and they should be able to do a lot of that kind of responsibility, and the parent should be there to support, and the teachers are there to help with the instruction. But I would think that parents who do have to work full time, team would be a good opportunity, since the student is able to do it on their own time. If that means when the parent is available, then we can do it at 10 o'clock at night.
Which, that's a good time for some teenagers to do their work, we have noticed. Have you heard from parents who have made the decision to repeat the last year because their child missed a half year of education? We have heard from time to time from parents that are thinking about having a student stay back a grade. We typically try to not do that. Because they can work at their own pace in these programs, we just like them to, we like them to be where they should be for their age and their grade and continue to progress. So it might be that they have to progress a little faster or a little slower, but they're not locked into specific times in these programs, so they can work at their own pace. And so for that reason, and also because of the research that we're seeing about holding students back, it's not helpful for them later. So we like them to continue moving forward with their grade. But we have those discussions family by family, because there are some cases where it does make sense. Will students who are participating in High C in fourth grade but didn't get a chance to see if they would be in High C at the middle school still take High C classes? That's a good question. We had the, so for if they were in High C in the fourth grade, we had our committee district team that looks at all of that, make those placement decisions for students to be in fifth grade High C. So what we'll do is at the end of their, since we couldn't give them the big, what they call the COGAT assessment, we couldn't give them that at the end of fourth grade because of COVID. We'll give it to them at the end of fifth grade. So to answer your question, if they're in high C in the fourth grade, they'll be in the high C in the fifth grade. And then they'll get their assessment at the end of fifth grade. And if you have a specific on that, feel free to email me, because I can work with you individually on that if you have a question on that. Is there a significant amount of work for first grade students in LRA? Terry?
Well, it depends on what you call significant amount. First grade, they're learning to read, so the emphasis there is going to be on that. Again, it still is probably about the hour per day. Language arts includes literature, so there's books, there's phonics, there's spelling. It breaks down into like four or five different little courses, printing, practicing the letters. So I would say for a first grader, if I had a first grader, we would set a time, we would work maybe half an hour, we would stop, take a break, work another half an hour, take a lunch break maybe, and then in the afternoon pick up another half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, thank you. My student is advanced in many subjects. How does advanced coursework look for LRA? Or do students advance to the next grade early? So there again, we have some students that are progressing at a higher rate, and so they move forward. But those are decisions that we make student by student, family by family. And we've had some students, like, let's say they're in the first grade, but the family would like the student, and they've showed that they're successful. They'd like them to be in second grade work. And we have that ability to do at LRA, but we do that. We make that decision together with the family for the child. So to answer your question, yes, it's definitely a possibility. And we have done that before. If my child is not an independent learner, but a parent is available 100% to lead them through it, would LRA still be a good alternative? I'm smiling because it reminds me of my child as I read that sentence. I would like to avoid normal schooling as my child can't stand wearing a mask. If the parent is there to help, then we've seen success with children. And even children like my own who just graduated, who don't have the organizational skills, if they've got a parent there to help them, we've seen those children be very successful. What subjects will sixth graders be studying? Math, English, science, and history will be their schedule. We're going to focus on math and English first and foremost, but we're able, by the time they're in the sixth grade, we're able to add them into the history and the science classes as well. More easily, as long as they're showing that they're mastering their English and their math. When and where do we pick up Chromebooks for students in LRA? Okay, so we are working on that. It's very important to the district, and so what we want is every student to have their own Chromebook. But there's a two-part issue with it right now for all schools in the United States of America, probably the world, is this supply that we're trying to get them, and they're hard to get right now. The other part is the budget. So we're trying to figure out where we can grab Chromebooks that maybe we could repurpose so that we can give to, so that our end goal is that every student in Woodland would have their own. But that's a budgetary thing, and it's also we're trying to get them to the district. It has been an issue. So what I would say with that is, if there's a need for a Chromebook to be able to do this, and this is the right program, it makes sense like it's the right program for your child, let me know. And if you decide to stay in the regular school and there's a need, let your principal know, because we want to remove barriers wherever we can and help families on that. So just be brave, reach out to us directly, and we'll have that conversation together. All right. So I guess the question was when and where do we pick them up? More to come on that. We'll see if we have them to give out. More to come on. Let me know if you need one. If my eighth grader takes geometry, will he still receive high school credit? Yes, it's high school credit. How do kindergartners learn penmanship and letters with a mouse on a computer instead of by hand? So there is some paperwork that they do. Terry, you want to explain that?
Yeah, I was just going to say that is by hand. The K-12 program comes with workbooks, study guides, lined paper. So you'll be actually showing them. Plus, we recommend doing a lot more fun writing in the dirt and in the sand and things like that too. Jello.
Yeah, I remember when you were writing with the Jello. Okay, so I think we're right at 7 o'clock, but I don't want to stop with questions if you have them. So just email them to me. I've received some and I've been able to get back to people, and the others that I didn't get back to directly, they were added into this and we answered them just now. Eric has this recorded, and so he'll be able to do some magic and get the word out, the information out to families as well moving forward. But if you have more questions, please email me at halljay@woodlandschools.org. And Eric, is there anything else that you'd like to say before we close up?
Absolutely. For anyone who joined the webinar late, the webinar will be posted on the webpage that you will be taken to at the end of this webinar. So if you stick around until we hit the end button, you'll be taken to the remote learning page on our website. The webinar, of course, won't be there yet, but that's where it will be. So if you want to bookmark that page, you'll be able to revisit in the future and watch the entire thing from beginning to finish.
Thank you, Eric. Staff, is there anything else that I said wrong or misinformation that you can correct? Or is there anything else that needs to be added? Okay, good. I want to thank everybody who came. It was an awesome turnout. That made me happy just to know. And last thing I would leave you with is Woodland School District is a remarkable district. I've worked in multiple districts, and I've had multiple types of jobs in districts, and the amount of care and skill that the teachers and staff at Woodland have is just remarkable. So whether you go regular school or Lewis River Academy or Team High School, your child should be, and their education should be well cared for. And if it's not, or if there's questions, reach out to your principal so we can problem solve together. And I would say during this time, if you're thinking about homeschooling, think really hard about Lewis River Academy or Team High School, because we can provide the materials and the staff, and we can help you quite a bit. So with that, I'm gonna sign us off, and thank you for attending.